is the Riot Podcast. I am Hudson recording the intro because Obadiah and Nikki are too busy or something, whatever. Anyways, I'm recording the intro, but the podcast is chock full of Obadiah and Nikki, plus Colin from Vespertine and House of Heroes, and the guys from the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus all stopped in studio, so you can catch up with them. Find those interviews later in the podcast, plus tons more. So without further ado, it is the Worst of the Riot Podcast.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. The worst of the Riot.
So one of the things I did do over the weekend was I made an absolutely killer breakfast. Killer breakfast.
What did you make?
No, check this out. I bought honey butter biscuits, like the Pillsbury kind or whatever. They're in the little thing and it's like, like you pop it open, like the tube.
Nice sound effect, by the way.
Yeah, it's all I got. which, you know what? Even though you know it's going to pop, it scares me every time when it finally does pop.
It's like the grown-up version of what was that thing? Jack in the Box?
Yes.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
It's like you're pushing on it, and you know it's going to pop, and you know it's going to pop, and then when it does, it's like, whoa!
Which technically, the other Jack in the Box is a scary thing for adults as well, but it's a different story.
Yeah. So I did that, and I got some Bob Evans sausage, and then some Kraft singles.
Yeah.
And then I baked the bread, I fried the sausage, and I made my own like sausage and cheese sandwiches. I mean, they were terrible for you. Like, just
the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, there's not a single...
Did you at least have water with it or something?
Believe it or not, I think I did.
Okay,
I may
good.
Have had several gallons of water following it, just trying to,
well,
you know,
like...
That's
a lot of probably sodium right there.
I'll tell you what, though. Amazing. Amazing. It's not... That's a holiday weekend food.
Sure.
That's not even...
It's not an everyday or a weekend food.
No, that can't even be standard weekend food. That is holiday weekend food.
Only.
Oh, yeah, but it was really, really good. So I thought I had a killer breakfast, but you know what? I'm looking at Matt Stoney here. He's a guy we've talked about on the show before. He was the one who sat down and ate 200 marshmallow peeps in one sitting.
Oh, yeah, okay, so he's kind of the competitive eater guy.
Yeah. There's video of him here putting together a very large breakfast, two giant-sized Cinnamon Toast Crunch boxes, and an entire gallon of milk.
Oh, he did the cereal thing.
Wait, the cereal thing?
It's
That's
just,
a thing?
No, it's just where you eat a lot of cereal. If you make it a thing.
It's
no, didn't he do that for YouTube or something for his channel?
Oh, yeah, he did. And he did it in, how many minutes here? It's not enough minutes. It's like 17 minutes or something. It's amazing.
I mean, you maybe get through a big bowl, yes, but nothing compared to this guy.
Yeah, and that's kind of what gets me is, like, this guy, of course, he's like this little ripped dude who's, like, super strong and
he
whatever.
He must have something with his metabolism.
He must. It's amazing. I mean, I'm not going to say that I expect to be in amazing shape coming off my sausage Kraft singles honey butter biscuit
but
diet.
But you're also not doing this thing.
I'm also not doing this.
I just wonder how this guy eats outside of his competitive time.
I don't know, but this is his job. He takes it seriously. Two entire boxes
Big
of Cinnamon
boxes.
Toast Crunch. I mean, I've thought that before. I've been like, man, I could eat a whole box. But that's just something you say.
Not something you do.
It's not something you actually go and do. Unless, of course, you know, it's chocolate Lucky Charms, in which case, you know.
You've gotten close. I wonder if any of the competitive stuff that he films, if it ruins the food for him.
Oh, it's got to,
so, like,
right?
After that, never again will you do Cinnamon Toast Crunch, or is he fine with it, and that's not too tough for him?
Yeah, and he must be doing okay as far as I mean, that's 1.5 million views for the weekend. So, I think he's all right. He's doing all right.
I'm curious about his stomach, because sometimes it's like, well, where's the placement? You know, how can he actually get that much in there?
I don't know, because his body doesn't look, like, the bowl appears to be larger than he is.
Yeah, but some people have, like... I think in the competitive eating world that are smaller,
yeah.
They have that just the stomach thing where it's just in the position that it actually is. He's able to do it.
His stomach has pleats.
Yes, or something.
So that it can fill out a
little.
It's like,
oh, your stomach is an inch over than most human beings, and you're able to then sneak in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch like we can't.
So eat away.
Eat away and get those views.
Mm. Honey butter biscuits, though, guys. Dude.
Hey, you did good. If you would have filmed that, you would have gotten a lot of views. At least 100.
It may be 150.
Maybe more than that, yeah.
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
You know, it's funny. Nikki wants to go to Disneyland, which is dumb because when you work here, Disneyland's going to be nothing but a letdown.
You're right. It's like one big amusement park here without the prices.
Yeah. And by amusement park, we means a lot of ups and downs.
That's real. The roller coaster.
That's really what we're talking about.
No, I'm going to Disneyland in a few weeks. I'll just be in Southern California. So that's one day.
That's fine.
That I'll go with friends.
If that's what you want to do, you want to be number two.
Sure.
That's what Disneyland is, Nikki. It's number two.
Compared to Disney World?
Well, if you look at the 25 most popular theme parks in the world, it's only number two.
So what is number one?
Magic Kingdom.
Magic. And, so they count Orlando then as the number one? I'm not surprised. It's way bigger.
Yeah. So Disneyland's number two. Second best, Nikki.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
I guess.
If that's how you want to run your life.
That is.
Totally fine. I'll tell you what I really want out of life is I want to go to number three.
What's number three?
Tokyo Disney.
That's where I really want to go.
And then number four,
you can't even afford, like it's hard enough to afford a U.S. Disney, let alone an international one. I don't even know how you'd afford that.
Forget about it. No one gets to go there, actually. Number four, Universal Studios Japan.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess I forgot they had one. I've only been to the California one.
I didn't even know this was a thing. Number five, Tokyo Disney Sea. Like SEA. So that's like their, I don't know if it's their water park or their ocean themed. I have no idea what it is.
Is it like their Discovery Cove or something?
Could be.
Get to be with Anim.
Let's see. Number six, Epcot in Florida. Number seven.
It's only a good place to cool down at and eat.
It's probably true. Disney's Animal Kingdom is at number seven. And I just want you to know right now, it's really dumb and you shouldn't go there.
It's a whole list, Disney. I'm sorry. Outside of Universal.
No, it's all Disney and Universal. In fact, we have to get all the way to number 13 before it's not a Disney or Universal theme park.
What is it? Knott's Berry Farm?
Chimelong Ocean Kingdom, Hengquin, China.
Okay.
Chimelong is their knockoff Mickey Mouse, probably.
Maybe. Just maybe.
Okay, well, here's the news. Everland, that's in South Korea. That's 14. Ocean Park is 15 in Hong Kong. Lotta World?
Latte.
L-O-T-T-E?
Yes.
South Korea. Hangzhou Songshan Park in Hangzhou, China.
Anything U.S.? Like
now we're back to number 18 at let's see. Oh, here we go. At number 22, the first United States non-Disney,
or Universal.
At 22, SeaWorld Orlando.
There. That's it.
That's it. That's all okay. We got right there. So.
Well, if you're wanting to work on a list, you know, you're like, well, I want to cross out and see all the top 10 amusement parks around the world. Just be willing to not be here.
Keep in mind, these are the highest attended parks. They're not like the highest rated, per se. So I guess it's one of those things.
Attending is rating it.
If you want to go and wait in line forever and wonder if there's any hope for humanity, those are a few of the parks you should go to.
If I'm going
to
do that, I'd rather be in Tokyo doing it.
I agree with you completely. That way, when I'm screaming at them, they'll just think I'm a rude foreigner. And they'd be right.
Proof positive that the geeks are winning. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Ooh, I got one for you.
What is it?
Tell me what you think of this. Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah.
High sodium content.
Yeah.
Be careful. There is an apartment complex there that is making news because they have added a little addendum to their lease agreement that if you are going to live there, what do you think? What do you think it is?
You can only have one wife?
No, that's not it.
Is that not it?
No, but I like that.
Okay.
That's good. No? All right.
It's my bad that I just automatically think that about, I'm sure, what is a lovely town.
Hey, besides, those one people are trying to go to the Supreme Court to get that law changed.
Something like that, so.
Because, you know, consenting adults, 14 wives. What's the problem? And I'm sure many of you have an answer for that. I'm just speaking for them, not me.
Okay. No. So that's they were doing the high speed internet testing stuff around Utah.
That sounds good too, but that's not it. Okay.
Is it all around pets or grilling? I don't know. What else is there?
Okay. So the addendum to this apartment complex's lease is this, that when you re-up your lease or you start, you have to agree to friend them on Facebook.
Oh, lame. No one wants that friend that you have to friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's desperate.
Well, no, but think about what it's for. It's not because the apartment complex is like, we need some more likes.
Yeah.
We don't have enough likes.
And so they spy on you.
That's exactly right. They want to keep track of what you're doing in their apartment.
They want to friend you or they want you to like their page?
No.
Which one is
friend.
It?
Friend. So that will enable them access to take a look at your photos, see what you got going on.
That's pretty bad.
Make sure you're not doing anything you shouldn't in the apartment.
Well, considering since my last apartment, the guy below was growing he had a pot farm thing down there. It would be nice if some people...
Well, you got to be careful with the camera. You just angle it.
Looked in on, whereas...
From time to time.
Most people are just, you know, living their lives being just fine.
Yeah.
So you don't need to be spied on.
Yeah. They want to see if you're breaking your lease or if you're violating any of the terms of the agreement.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty bad.
Feels a little shady.
It does. It feels, you get upset because like, well, wait a minute, I'm not doing anything wrong. So why do I have to be your, why do I have to be your friend on Facebook?
Yeah.
I only want my friends to be my friends on Facebook.
I haven't had to complain about anybody doing anything illegal in apartments. Like my complaint was like, hey, for some reason, every time they smoke, my apartment smells like smoke. It.
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of not
awesome. That's a building problem, though. Like, yeah. It just wasn't built properly.
They came and patched it 3 or 4 times, but it was still like, oh, they lit up again.
Mm-mm.
They're back at it. The smoking lamp is on.
The apartment that I said was grown pot, they smoked it so much that my water in my washing machine, I remember, smelled a lot like...
Really?
Oh, yes. Through the air vents and everything. It's like, will you please just move out, please?
See, you were getting a contact buzz because that's the whole reason that you never turned your heat on the whole time you lived there.
No, I wanted just to see if I could do it. Just to see how long I could last, and that was it.
I can do this.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You just warm up when you get to work or class or whatever. It's fine.
You just go down and sun yourself under the grow lamps.
Turn them on a little bit more.
That's why heat rises. My apartment was plenty warm. Well, it was no big deal.
I will say there are a lot of people that do things that should not happen at apartments, but I don't think you should have to force the friend request so they can spy on you.
All right. Well, the man wants to look in on you. They want to be your friend on Facebook. And if you don't, you're getting kicked out.
You're not allowed to.
Wow.
I'll pay that fine. I don't care.
I'd be like, you want to be my friend on Facebook? Fine. But I just want you to know, so many underwear selfies coming your way. And these aren't the kind you want to see.
We save the worst of the ride for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
I want you to imagine you're at the Grand Canyon. You're standing on one side, and you look all the way on the other side, and someone is trying to wave at you, you think.
I don't think you'd be able to tell, yeah.
You can't really tell. That's
so much distance.
That's how far away the other side of the Grand Canyon is. Okay? Now, think about this. How you feel and what is true, that's how far away those two things can be from each other. You can wake up saying to yourself, nobody cares about me. And then... on the other side of the Grand Canyon, there's the truth that there are people that care about you, but they're so far apart from each other. And the funny thing about feelings is they are the loudest, most obnoxious things in the world. They're just like, it's not true. Obadiah is lying to you. Nobody cares.
That's all you hear in your head.
It's just like I'm on the other side going, it's a lie. Look, when I tell you that God is real, and he loves you and he cares about you, and you're still like, he doesn't know how I feel today. Again, feelings sometimes are like bullies. They kick you around. They tell you things that aren't true, all these different things. But you know what? It's just that. It's not true. Now, I cannot necessarily fix your feelings for you. I can't line up your emotions for whatever. You know what? If we were dealing on emotions, I wouldn't even be here today. Because you know what I felt like this morning? I felt like the thing I really needed was to stay in bed.
You would have, you're correct.
I
want to
stay in bed. If I get out of bed, I feel like I'm going to die. That also was not true. Feelings, man, you just can't trust them. Jesus, on the other hand, loves you. I know this is true. And you're like, well, see, he loves me. I can't trust his feelings. No. Hang on. I'm not talking about just a warm feeling. I'm talking about a love that goes into action. I'm talking about a love that gets involved in your life. A love that shows you a better way to live. That pulls you out of some funk and junk that you're stuck in. Love that is an action. Love that does something. So look, if you want God involved in your life, let's forget about our feelings for just a minute. They don't like that. They're loud. It's hard to get away from them, but forget about it and know some truth that God does love you and he does want to get involved. If you want him involved in your life today, say, God, I need you. I want to accept your love. I want you in my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I need you to forgive me. I need you to set me free. I need you to show me a better way to live. I need you, Jesus. And you know what? That's great. You can talk to God about how you feel. I do that sometimes where I'm like, God, everybody hates me. And he's like, no, not everybody hates you. And he reminds me that, hey, sometimes, like I said, feelings, they're a bully. You don't always have to listen to what they say, even though they're screaming it at you all the time.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So, you know, sometimes you get a hold of an idea, you can't let go of it. I mean, that never happens to me. I don't get obsessed with things and not let it go.
Let's just pretend that you do.
Okay, theoretically. Let's say that someone found out that technically Monday, May 30th was the quote-unquote release date for that Hi-C Ecto cooler.
Yeah.
Let's pretend somebody has managed to be at 3 grocery stores in the last 12 hours. 12 hours? Yeah, it seems reasonable. Whatever. Like, I have been trying to find the Ecto cooler. Now, I should know better than this because, first off, release dates for food is a sketchy business. Because when you go
most stores, when you go in, they won't even know anything you're talking about.
This morning at 5:15, I was in a Walmart talking to Bob, who was literally stocking the juice aisle.
Yeah.
When I saw him stocking it, I was like,
well, this man will know.
He's a juice specialist. They fly this guy all over the country just to stock juice aisles because they want it done just right. Like, hey, how you doing? Hey.
Did you have any clue?
Shift over yet? I'm so tired. Hey, Bob, have you seen the Hi-C Ecto cooler? You're undoubtedly familiar with it. I just didn't see a display in the drive aisle, so it must be down here somewhere. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, great.
And in fairness, he was stocking Hawaiian Punch, which
different department.
Completely different company, and that could be, there might even be angst.
I saw people on Monday, the day it was supposedly released to stores, trying to go to different locations to find it, and no luck. So, I don't know. For sure it came out?
Well, the food release day, it's safe.
In the U.S.?
Yes, okay.
Funny
that you say that, but yes, I checked, and it was supposed to be Monday.
It's this drink that goes with the promotion of the Ghostbusters movie. Yeah.
And everybody says, I mean, to me, it's internet legend. People have talked and talked and talked about it, and it's been on stores since we've been alive. Like, apparently they kept making it until 2003, I think. I never went for it, but see, they pull it away, and then people are like, nothing's ever been that good.
Did you ever have it before? No, but I assume.
My whole life ended once they stopped making it. Well, oh, gosh.
You're going to have to keep looking.
I know. So, listen, brothers and sisters.
Gather to the radio.
Fellow foodies, you know, with your refined taste buds. I need...
What are you trying to go for? What is that? Hi-C?
Hi-C Ecto Cooler.
Yeah, that seems nice.
I just need to know if you've spotted it in the wild, you know what to do.
And if you find it, maybe hide some behind a location and then let him know where that is so he can go to the store and get it.
Yeah. So 877-2-RADIO-U, call or text. Or you can email riot@radiou.com.
Anytime. We're always awake.
Always available for the Ecto cooler, right?
Well, him more than me. I don't care.
No, Nikki's going to man the phones. I mean, woman the phones.
Person the phones.
Human the phones.
Yes.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
You'll pardon me for still trying to parse through this because I don't completely understand it, but Netflix has just announced that they picked up a new series called Glow.
Glow?
Glow will be a comedy that I can't tell if it's going to be set in the 80s or not. It was a TV show in the 80s, and so is it going to be the 80s again? I don't know.
1980s female wrestling comedy series? What is this?
Awesome.
Oh, I get it. Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard of this.
Apparently, it ran from sometime in the mid-80s through 1990.
Yeah.
I found some clips of it on YouTube. Here's the problem. I can't figure out if it was serious in the 80s and it's going to be a comedy now. But the people, like when people that are into wrestling, like I might sit down and watch the WWE right now and think it's a comedy. But those people are serious about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm laughing at these glow clips because, you know, 80s, or if they were really serious about it and it's not supposed to be a comedy. I can't tell.
Now they're calling it a comedy series.
Okay. Well, that's so... the idea of a wrestling comedy series. For some reason, that sounds funny to me.
But it looks odd. It's a 10-episode order for GLOW, and it was set in Los Angeles back in the 1980s, and was inspired by a real story of a female wrestling league.
Right. Now, but is this show going to be set in the 80s?
I think
the comedy?
So.
Okay.
I think it'll be just basically a remake of what aired in the 80s.
Dude, 80s. Wrestling comedy. That sounds hilarious. The only concern I have is I'm talking about how funny it is, but apparently the producer is the producer on Orange is the New Black, which means I might not be able to watch it.
They're going to take it very seriously.
speaking of which, they say in this article that Orange is the New Black just got picked up for 3 more seasons.
Yeah.
How long are those people going to be in prison?
Well, it just airs for such a small amount of time. I
mean, because
it's a different type of season.
I watched the first episode of that before I figured out probably not for me. And
well, the prison life is not for everybody.
She's like, I'm going to be in prison for 11 months. And I'm like, wow, that's 14 seasons. How much happens in a week?
They stretch it out, all right? Okay. Most shows.
All right, it's fine.
So I guess we'll figure out for this, GLOW, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, and that will be an upcoming Netflix season, which, did you say the GLOW one, the original one, ran for 4 seasons? That's a long time.
I know.
Featuring sketches, songs, and wrestling. So it's almost like a variety show.
All right, well, I didn't see any singing when I was watching the clips on YouTube last night, but you can definitely see, wow, it's so
it's
80s
bad.
Like
yeah.
People, like the crowd is way into it, and there are 15 people in the wrestling ring right now, so it seems very serious. Like it's,
well, now you have something to kill some time with today. It's research for your TV viewing.
All right, here we go. Here's clips of Little Egypt and Americana versus Soul Patrol. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Why would you want to watch that? I want that to be a Netflix series, which it seems like Netflix is, like, the door is too open.
They're letting too many things through.
Too many things becomes a Netflix series.
I agree with you.
It used to be just a couple, and now every time you log into Netflix, everything is a Netflix.
I know. In less than 2 weeks from that new Voltron series, by the way.
Is that also Netflix?
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Netflix just doing everything.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
We need to talk, okay? And hang with me, because at first you're going to think, this got nothing to do with me.
We'll just wait
and see.
It's got
nothing to do with me, okay? There's a woman in Mississippi who wants to eat her placenta. She's going to give birth to
polenta? That's what we know. Polenta. It's like this corn thing. And
yeah, I hear it's very good.
It's great. Like a little sauce, little cheese on it, like mm-hmm. a little pizza square thing.
So here's the deal. You give birth to the baby, and then you give birth to a placenta. Okay, so apparently, like, at the hospital, they just throw that away.
As they should. As
and
they should.
She's all like,
nah.
I was going to eat that.
Like, if someone throws away your leftovers at the meal.
Hey, excuse me, can I take that away? Oh, I'm not finished yet. Just hey, could you just leave it for just a minute? Whatever. So in March, she told her doctor, hey, so like after birth, I want to eat the placenta. And the doctor was like, we don't normally let people have those. We normally just take care of that for you. And she's like, whoa. It's my body.
So they think that...
Are you going to take my baby?
There's a lot of people that think that it's got nutrients in it or something, so...
Well, this is the part where I feel like we could all learn something. She said that she talked to her friend and...
That never goes well. Mm-hmm. It can't be your scientific doctor backup.
All right, now grab a bucket because...
Well, I don't want any more. I don't want to hear about it. He's saying polenta.
It's important. You need to hear it.
I don't want to hear about it.
You need to hear it.
I don't want to.
Nikki, take your medicine. Okay? Her friend... said they could put it in a smoothie.
I know. Spinach.
Because she read about it.
Yeah, online.
On the internet.
There it is.
She read about it on the internet. And that's the important part, guys, is that you... You spend a little time on the internet, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, we can take that placenta and put it in a smoothie.
Gross.
And, you know, you find people online that make it seem normal, and it's fine, and it's a great idea.
There's so many weird people online. The next step is like, and you put the baby in the smoothie.
Just its plump hand. Right?
It's not hot anymore. It's shivering now. I don't like to talk about that.
The first time the baby, and then you put it in the blender.
Not say that.
And it really helps you afterwards. People that have placenta smoothies don't have any depression or other issues after.
I don't want to know anymore.
So, moral to this story? Be careful what you read on the internet.
Yeah.
Be careful what
we talk about on the internet.
Well, you know, in this one country where whatever, they always do that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do, and there's a lot of other things they do, too.
That we've moved on from.
Right. You know. Sometimes just because you can find somebody online that's doing something, that doesn't mean it's good.
And if you have to go through the whole thing of suing to...
She had to get a court order.
Yeah, court order, then I feel like maybe...
But they gave it to her, and in a week or two, bring the blender.
I'd have to throw out the blender.
They're packing for the hospital. They're like, okay,
I don't want to talk anymore about it. Stop.
We got the this. Oh, don't forget the blender. Yeah, I need the ninja.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
I mean, I know that it seems like we've already spent a chunk of the show thinking about ways that we can make our lives better, but I'm back on something.
Yeah.
We need a pool.
A pool?
And I mean, McDonald's is not going to come in here and set up that fry station I want.
We have space.
Which is ridiculous. We do. So I was looking at some of those inflatable pools.
Yeah.
You know, the kind you can get. And really, it's just a couple of steps from the inflatable hot tub that I feel like you still need.
I could go with, but I wanted some structure to it, or I don't know, just to be a little bit taller. I feel like those pools are so short.
They are 30 inches tall.
And we're not giants, but I'm taller than that.
I did some reading. Like, you can't lean against the sides.
Be very careful.
You do
very,
have to be careful.
Very careful.
It's an inflatable ring at the top, and then you fill it with water. The one I was looking at, it holds about 700 gallons of water. It's so much water. I guess not if you have a real pool, but it sure sounds like a lot to me. And they say you got to be really careful getting in.
But once you're in, are you fine?
But then once you get in, you can submerge yourself in all 30 inches of water.
That's not enough water.
Hey, that's probably as deep as my bathtub
is.
No,
I think it's to my knees. It's not tall enough.
It's 2.5 feet.
That's not tall enough.
If you can get it all the way full, which you normally can't. So you're probably talking more along the lines
like two.
Of 27 inches of water.
I don't know. I don't want to deal with water in the studio. So if you do want that, it's got to go outside the window.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. We've got the
empty parking lot right there.
Nobody parks over here. Nobody's going to bother me. And do you know for $60, it comes with its own filter?
We just gotta plug it in. We're not cleaning it.
Well, yeah, I know. Like, because nobody here, we don't even clean this room. Why would we start cleaning the pool all of a sudden? So, what do you...
Over there, I'll chip in.
Yeah. I mean, but you're going to back me on this because there's going to be heat.
Is it a go... Like, am I backing you as in paying for it?
Well, I mean, honestly, your moral support would probably be worth more to me because when I get it set up and somebody upstairs is going to be like, who
mad
put
about
the pool
it?
Out there?
We didn't. Now no one's told us no. And remember, if it's not in the handbook and no one said no yet,
forgiveness, not permission.
We will ask for forgiveness, but the pool will already be there.
Yeah. And I'll be like, you know, technically, this parking lot's public property, which it's not. But that's a great place to start
it's
the
an
argument.
If not, we've got this big satellite dish that needs to go. On the other side of the building. If we get rid of it,
oh my gosh,
we can have an in-ground pool.
There's a concrete pad right there. Well, oh, you're right. You know
why do we have to think, let's think bigger?
Yeah. Deeper than 30 inches?
Yeah, we could have like an actual pool.
Okay, great.
It could be like an apartment complex pool.
I'm on board.
Just build over there.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, you can have memberships.
And do you know anybody who builds apartment complexes?
You could win a membership to our pool.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't want any rabble. So there's going to be a vigorous screening process before I give anybody
permission to come use the pool.
A pass to come to the pool.
All right.
You
well,
know what? I grew up in an apartment complex and we had a pool.
Yeah.
And I need to go to the pool. I need to. I mean, you would think that after last year being a part of that very horrific Code Brown, that I would never want to go to a pool again.
You went to a pool where they called a Code Brown?
Mm-hmm.
That's because, like, pulling the emergency
like someone
lever.
Had, I can't get into the details, but let me just say there was a cloud.
What's wrong? Don't share everything. Stop sharing gross stuff. Stop it. I don't want to know.
I'm telling you that I'm scarred now, okay?
Don't scar others. You have something happen to you, and then you turn around and you just smack everybody else with it.
Oh, okay. So you know what? If I don't share, first off, it's the only way I can recover. And second, I'm just saying, like, we need to build a pool. Let's get focused back on what matters. That's why I don't want it to be a public pool. Because, you know, we're
giving
away.
You don't think someone staff-wise is... gonna ruin the pool or a band the first time I have a band come in?
Well, we're installing showers next to the pool, and you can't get in the pool until you've had a shower.
Then it becomes like a medal of honor if you just make a problem in the pool.
Yeah, all right, we can't have a pool then. That's too bad. And we're not getting the fry station.
Just fill up the sink and
man, I hate it here.
Splash your hands in the
we
sink.
We don't have a deep fryer. We don't have a pool. What do we have?
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
You know, it's pretty common these days for us to talk about how the internet is making us all terrible people. I see people talking on Facebook and their political rhetoric is just so terrible. It makes me want to move to Canada or some... maybe workers' paradise somewhere or various other something.
For some reason, you sounded very Chicago/Milwaukee right there.
Well, here's the thing, Nikki. people were all upset about their interwebs. Here's the thing. People have been mean about politics since...
The beginning.
The first time somebody was like, I'm in charge, and someone else was like, no, I am. And then the person who said I'm in charge had the other person killed. That said they
it
were in charge.
It used to be worse.
Yeah, it was like that. It was, I mean, now we're in a war of words.
But that's about as harsh as it gets.
I mean, of course, the person who wins the war of words also gets the keys to the nuclear football, and that may be why we feel the war of words escalating just a tad. I get that. But right now at auction, which it looks like it's going to be selling for, I don't know if it's starting or it's a set price, like a buy it now. We've got a handwritten letter here from... let's see. Does it go which way? Okay. It's Thomas Jefferson who wrote the letter to Alexander Hamilton, throwing some serious early 19th century shade at each other.
What do they say to insult each other
then?
No,
would it be late 18th century? I don't know if it was written in the 1790s or the early 18 whatevers. Now, I don't know that... okay. It's interesting that Godwin's law was not in effect.
Sure.
So even though they were yelling at each other a lot, they weren't able to call the other person Hitler.
That's a theory.
So the question becomes, with all that yelling, what did they call him?
So what did they say? Did they not disclose what's in the letter?
Okay, now look. When I give you their angry words back and forth, it's not going to feel like much to you.
Sure.
Because you're not existing in that political, historical context, all right?
We're used to others.
Jefferson said that Hamilton was chained to everything English.
How could he?
Oh.
And that one back then, I could see that being pretty harsh.
All right. He said, you have exaggerated ideas of perfection of the English Constitution and the superior wisdom of their government. Okay.
All actually, right. This sounds quite nice. I know it's an insult, but it's just so... so wonderfully crafted. Like, and it's more than 140 characters.
That's okay.
Just not used to a letter.
I'm not saying it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm just saying that American history is full of people that disagree bitterly.
Yes.
And
passionately.
Yes. Now, maybe they were a little more mannerly about it at the time.
Well, but he wrote a letter.
Yeah. But I mean, in fairness, they didn't have, you know, Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat. They couldn't be Trump like, oh, Hillary, rah, or whatever he says about her and vice versa. And so that's
how you did things.
Yeah.
It was very, I mean, if you go back further, then you could add like a duel or something, but they're just pretty, pretty nice words.
Isn't that how, was it Hamilton that died? He got shot by Aaron Burr. Wasn't that the way that ended?
Let's not go with history right now. It seems like it was, but we cannot confirm.
I thought that's how that duel's a duel between two prominent American, Aaron Burr, the sitting vice president of the United States, and Alexander Hamilton, the former secretary of the treasury at Weehawken, New Jersey. Burr shot and mortally wounded Hamilton. Yeah. So look, there you go. Like, nobody's pulling pistols, but Alexander Hamilton was all about it. See?
He was there.
It's always been ugly, guys. So we're going to be fine, I'm sure.
Words hurt, though.
Hey,
so let's just watch.
Words do hurt. So and just to be clear, I'm not saying that you should challenge one of your Facebook frenemies to a duel. All right? Just
unless there's an app that you can use, just a virtual one.
Well, yeah, but you want to live. It's not that bad.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
I'm actually a little worried about Josh from Glasslands. I saw him tweeting yesterday that he stayed up until 4 a.m. watching Tiny House Hunters. He said he got...
No, I understand. I got addicted to that show. It's so bad.
He got wrapped up in a marathon and he just couldn't stop.
Because you get mad when you watch it. Because you don't understand why people are choosing that small. It's really hard to watch.
Do you...
You take it personally. Like, they're making a bad choice. And you want to
You're trying to talk them down.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
It'll be... One that really bothered me was, like, a family of 12. And there were three choices.
Wait. Really a family
Not
of 12?
Not really, but, like, probably family of 6.
Okay, that's still too many.
And so then they had, like, 4 little kids and then a husband and wife. And they got 3 choices to choose from. So there was one that was something that if you had to go small was the smarter, more intelligent choice.
Right.
But of course, they didn't choose that one. They were like, well, if we're going to do this, let's
really
go all
do
in.
It.
So they chose the tool shed and tried to fit everybody in there. It made me so mad. So mad.
Still carrying a torch for this thing, huh?
Oh my gosh, it makes you so mad. It's like, don't go that small. What are you doing?
Don't you think?
Okay. It's just you, that's fine, but not the whole family.
Don't you think it was intentional, though?
To go that small?
No. I mean, do you think the producers were like, well, obviously
worked.
This is the right choice, but we're going to, just for the show, we'll put you in this one. No. And then... You know,
it's
we'll
like,
get...
there was a breakdown every time you'd watch an episode because it's like, well, okay, there's always one that, yes, like I said, if you had to go small to a tiny house, okay, fine, go with this one. So you can't stand up in your bedroom, but at least it had a bedroom.
So you don't have any clothes anymore.
It's fine. I understand if you want to cut back and minimalize, but and then they wouldn't choose that one.
Then after 2 months of that house, when you decide you want to go back, you realize that everyone else has decided they don't want tiny houses and you've lost all your money.
Wait, there's the other one that made me mad. One was a shipping crate. Like a shipping crate?
Yeah.
Just a
okay.
long, thin
okay.
shipping crate?
Yeah.
That was it.
Wasn't there... Well, I mean, like they'd renovated the inside.
Well, what can you do? It's a shipping crate.
They
modded it out with like some bunk bed sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was just terrible. Just terrible. Whoever made that homemade it. And there was a lack of quality, I felt. It just made me... I just can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Oh my gosh.
Poor choices. I felt like poor choices. You know, I can't watch the show anymore.
We gotta get Josh on the phone. The two of you obviously have a lot to talk about.
I just can't watch it anymore. I just can't handle it. I don't like people making choices like that. Okay. I'm going to pull up an episode for you to watch.
You guys can't see, but Nikki is flush. She's having to fan herself. She's very upset.
You know, we can do what we want to do. That's fine. But
you're free to make poor choices.
But just don't. Don't have to. There was two other perfectly okay choices, and you chose a shipping crate.
Well, they liked it. It's a nice color.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, these are bringing it up.
Don't look at me. Josh is the one that's doing the marathons.
You really get stuck watching it. It's a little tiny house show.
Oh, I did not know that your feelings were going to run so deep
on
this.
Yep, oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
Wow. Well, I learned something today. Atlas, the ship is going down.
It's like you're living in a caboose, but smaller than that.
And you're proud of it.
But it can't move. Can't move nowhere. Anywhere.
And you can't either, because once you go inside, you have to stand perfectly still.
Yeah, there was one where the bathroom, the toilet was in the kitchen. It was a bucket.
I object to that.
Yeah, you're getting mad.
There's a lot of things I can take, but I'm going to need a separate room for that one.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, I know you've only had it for a couple of days, but I think you need to take your hot tub back.
I don't have a hot tub.
Oh, you don't?
No, and you know
that.
You mean
as much as we've talked about it, you still haven't gotten one?
Even though I saw, I got the Costco email, because there's this whole hot tub culture I had no idea, where it's like big box.
There's a culture.
No, not that one. Big box hot tubs. And then, like, if you go to a hot tub retailer, like a store, and they don't like each other.
Of course they don't.
But I usually get emails from Costco, and they always feature...
Do they say stuff like, don't go to the mom and pop store, come to Costco?
No, normally it's the other way. They say, oh, don't go to the big box.
You know, Nikki, a big box retailer's not going to care about you and your needs. They're not going to be there for you when your hot tub breaks.
But I always get emails, and there was this, there was a lot of jets, and it turned different colors and had a little waterfall thing in it, and just so nice looking, you know?
And we've been able to show that 9 out of 10 bears prefer this hot tub. So
in
your area, if you want bears to come by, you put this hot tub
out. Well, I also just want to enjoy it, and it just looked nice. So it's the season where they're going to try to sell them to you.
I want a hot tub, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I want a lot of things.
Yeah, I know. Just add it to the list.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and add that on here. My thing is that for, I think, a loan of $100,000 to $200,000, I could buy everything I need to finally be happy.
Would that be enough?
Isn't my happiness the ultimate good? Isn't all society working towards making me the happiest I can be?
If you tell that to the loan lender, they won't possibly accept money back. They'll just say, no, you just take this.
Don't consider this a loan. This is a gift.
It's a gift.
This is a gift. The reason I don't want you to have a hot tub, and again, I'm glad you haven't bought one yet, because now, after hearing this, you'll know that you don't need one.
Sure. What else can I do?
Aren't you getting ready to go to Anaheim?
I am, yes.
See how it all ties into you,
perfectly,
Nikki?
I'll
Everything
be there.
Here is about you. There's a guy in Anaheim, Eric Flowers. Don't you know someone named Eric?
Yes, I do.
Okay, don't you like flowers? If his name was Eric Balloons, this would be all Nikki.
Because I love balloons way more than flowers.
Yeah. So Eric leads the police.
Just call him Eric Balloons.
Eric Balloons leads cops on a high-speed chase because he flees a traffic stop.
Yeah.
Don't really know why, but he does. So, man, over 100 miles an hour, they're saying. Like, crazy chase, whatever. I don't know if he ditches his car or he wrecks it, but he jumps out and runs into a neighborhood in Anaheim.
To go hide.
Mm-hmm. Police are looking for him. Eventually, they find him. And where is he?
He's in the hot tub.
He is hiding under a cover in a hot tub.
Now, dude, what you do is you take the cover off, take your shirt off, and act like you're in the hot tub and not fleeing.
Oh, my gosh. He had been in the hot tub for more than 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So when the police find him, he just crawled out of the hot tub and basically flopped on the ground because he's in this hot tub.
With the lid on.
With the lid on.
That's cooking ya.
It's cooking him. 104 degrees.
Oof.
Yeah, he's in there for more than 40 minutes. He's done.
Mm-mm.
He's literally
done. I'm looking for one to keep
a
lower temperature, so then that way it's more like swimming, just in the little tub.
I haven't looked at the video, but apparently the homeowner shot it with his cell phone, and you hear him scream, "He's in our jacuzzi!"
You're going to want to sell that one. The police should take it like for evidence. So then that way your insurance, you can get a new hot tub.
Oh, man, it's fantastic. So that's why I don't think you should get a hot tub, Nikki, because obviously
anytime a criminal's in the on the run in the area, he's going to want to hang out in the hot tub.
Plus all those times you're going to come out early in the morning and find me in it.
Well, I knew that was going to happen. I just budgeted some time.
Not ready for the show yet, but the water's great.
I don't even want to talk about hot tubs because it sounds so nice. Doesn't it? It does.
Of course it does.
It'd be nice just on your muscles and the stress areas.
I'll tell you, I'm pretty stressed.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot.
I think I have to sneeze, so it might come, it might not.
Go ahead.
No, now that I said it, it's probably not going to happen.
Well, you know, we'll just wait.
Let's not wait, because that'll be uncomfortable.
No.
Look at me. Stop it.
Hey, everybody, come in and look at Nikki. She's going to sneeze.
I think I will. I feel like I have to.
Wait, you want to...
I need a tissue? No, it's not that type of sneeze. It's more just a little tickle in my nose.
See, I don't even... The only kind of sneeze I have is like a whole body flexing of every muscle to push as hard as possible to expunge whatever from my nose.
No, that's not mine. Mine's just, again, like a little tickle right up in the top of the nose. So we'll see what happens.
Can you point again?
Right up here?
Can you lean back so we can see inside? What?
You're not looking up my nose.
Why not?
You're making me feel uncomfortable.
I know, intentionally. So are you going to sneeze now?
No, don't look at me. You're stopping me from sneezing.
You're the only person in the room. Here, I'll look this way. Okay, I'm looking to the left. I can't see you.
I'm not looking at you.
All right, I'm not looking at you.
Quit being it.
What? Just sneeze. Get it over with.
I can't.
Why?
Because everybody's expecting and waiting and wanting it to happen, and I can't.
Oh, is this one of those, like, because you want me to sneeze, then
I'm not going
to sneeze?
But I will do it on my own terms, and I'm not there yet.
I'll sneeze when I want to.
Exactly. So just give me some time.
Here, wait. Take some of these smelling salts. See if they help.
If that pushes the sneeze out.
Or holds it in. I'm not sure. So, all right.
Okay. Well, I don't want to...
Well, no. It's fine. Look, just while we're waiting, no big deal. Just take a minute while we wait.
I'd hate you to be a doctor or something. Just, I don't know.
People would love it if I was their doctor.
I don't think so.
Wait, I need some unnecessary surgery just so I can get back in there. I want to talk to him again. He's a great person. Oh, we're almost... we almost had it.
No, we're not. Said no to the sneeze now.
Oh,
I'm
now,
not do
now
it.
It's a non-consensual sneeze.
Now we're not going to do it. I'm fine.
Okay.
Great. Thanks for this time together.
You're welcome. Realizing as soon as we start Lecrae that you're going to just sneeze all over me.
What? Why don't you just leave the room for a minute?
If you want to know the truth, I kind of need to leave the room, for my own sneeze.
Long egocentric tirade from Obadiah disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip. Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
I'm really excited, and it's either because of Colin or this coffee, and I'm not sure which one.
They could go hand in hand. You could be excited about both.
I know I'm excited right now. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Colin from House of Heroes and Vespertine.
They know Nikki. His reputation precedes him.
Yeah, there you go.
They know. So, dude, how are you this morning?
I'm really well. I've had plenty of coffee myself.
Yes.
And some kombucha. I've got some work done already. And
he's
that's
ready
amazing.
To go.
This isn't
the first thing he's done this morning.
No. Which is impressive because most of the time.
A lot of times I roll in here.
It's your first thing. So what are you, let's talk coffee. What are you brewing these days?
I have been buying coffee from a North Star Cafe.
Okay.
Here in Columbus. They'll sell it to you whole bean and they carry counterculture coffee.
Ooh.
Which I forget where that company is from, where the roasters are, but it's great. And you can buy it by the pound.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
So if you really need a big, really, big bag.
Yeah. You can probably buy it by the 5-pound bullet bag if you
got to go
really
big.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Now, and you're on the kombucha thing. Like, how long you been doing that? Because I know some people
have like 1 or 2 a week, maybe.
Okay. Because I know some people. I told you that make their own. They're pretty into it.
Yeah.
So
I've got some.
Where they maybe would want the bottle from that just to be able to, you know,
when
make
you're
their
done
own.
With that bottle, can I use it?
Yeah, we'll give it
my
to them.
My friends who make it, it's like they have a bunch of roommates they don't even know about, these living things and bottles.
Just all around the house.
Yeah.
It creeped me out a little bit when they poured it out and they're like, do you want some? And I was like, I think we just put our trash in there.
Well, the one that like, the thing that you can keep in and stays in, it's called a SCOBY, and you can eat it, but it's like a real, it looks like a little jellyfish kind of thing. And so it just tastes kind of snotty.
Yes.
But I kind of like it because, or it's almost like a quail egg, if you've ever got quail egg.
Yeah. I know what it is.
Yeah, you're not helping
them
with that.
But I'm not eating.
You haven't felt the sensation in your mouth?
Like having like a bubble tea, the little bubbles. Like those, yeah, the little tapioca
except
stuff.
Except it's alive.
There's a difference,
a creature with a soul.
Yeah. And it's dying slowly in my stomach.
And your drink.
It gives you some energy and powers from consuming live.
You're taking its power and
live
consuming it.
Tissue.
Oh, man. I like that mentality. I'm not saying you're next door to, but like your neighborhood is next to cannibalism.
Yeah.
You're like, I ate their eyes so I could see the way they see.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Yeah. It's so perfect. My morning's going great with this.
Good.
That's what I do before a show. So I just have that extra boost.
Yeah.
So in case you're, you know, see House of Heroes, you're like, what is that extra spark? What is that?
It's that jelly
otherworldly
thing.
It's that. Yeah. You can trace it back to that.
So before we do House of Heroes, let's talk Vespertine. How's Vespertine life treating you?
It's going great. I'm going to play a lot more shows coming up at the end of summer and the early fall. And
okay.
I'm also writing a bunch of stuff and started working on it, which is a lot of fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah, you know, that's music.
Yeah.
Just playing shows and writing.
That's the two main things that will go over and over again.
I'm going to do some more videos for the other songs. I already did 3 out of the 6, so I was like, why not? I'll just do 3 more. So I do the whole EP.
Yeah, why not?
All vids, all day.
Yeah, Eric says that there's only 3 things bands do. They make music, tour, and break up.
That's it. And you hopefully save
not in House of Heroes.
Yeah,
case.
You save the last one for as long as possible.
Yeah. I have to ask you something I'm a little embarrassed about, but I've tried to figure it out. Now, I've listened to the album all the way through since it came out, like to backers, I think probably 5 or 6 times.
Excellent.
What are the colors?
What are the colors?
The colors run.
That are
because
running?
I have my own theory about it, which I don't want to share because it's going
to
sound really stupid.
I'd love to hear it. But our Obadiah is it's up for interpretation. You're going to get out of
it
what you want to get out of it.
I get that. But here's the thing. 18th century naval talk.
Yeah.
You run up the colors. Uh-huh. And so it's your flag. And so when you run up the colors, that's the way that they would communicate from ship to ship.
What was going on?
We're a British ship.
Yeah.
We're a this ship. We're a that ship. That's how you would know. So a lot of times they would pull the colors down so they wouldn't know who they were, or they would run them up so people would absolutely know who they were.
I think you're definitely on the right track.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't have like the best explanation, but it's like about identity.
Okay.
Your identity and family, job, friends, love.
Yeah.
Well, you can take the flag thing too from now on if you want.
Well,
you
know,
the colors are what kind of represent you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I wasn't specifically thinking like, well, what are they? What is their color? But more along the lines of like, what was like the general statement there? And I thought that's what it was.
I think it's more that and less, I mean, somewhat, but less like the American idea of these colors don't run.
Sure.
Right.
You
okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, those things are neighbors, those ideas. So.
Yeah. Okay. So the album
Colors.
Colors.
Out July 1st.
Well, it is, but it's out, but it's not. So what?
Well, do you want to pre-sell that of whatever the drama was?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking is, like, you guys had some release drama through Amazon. What ended up happening?
They got our CDs when they were supposed to. So that people could pre-order them there if they wanted to. And people did pre-order them there.
But did they mail them out?
So our release date changed at some point.
Yeah, because I thought it was like June 7th or something, and it moved.
Yeah.
So they changed it, and I guess Amazon didn't get that memo, so all the pre-orders went out anyway.
Ooh.
So while we're rehearsing over the weekend, we got all the, like, while we're sitting there rehearsing, we're getting all these notifications and stuff. They're like,
it's like, wait, why?
From our backers who mm-hmm. we love and wanted to get it to them first. And they were a little upset saying, how do people have your album? They have it.
Right.
And we're like, no,
no,
that's
you
impossible.
Made a mistake.
You know, we thought we were in control here. And then we just, you know, it was a snafu that just happened. So then,
earlier this week, that's why you sent it out.
So
to
make
backers.
It up, yeah, we didn't want to just leave everybody because, you know, I mean, it was only like 50 people that got it, but we didn't want to be like, cool, they have it. You don't. You got to wait another month. So we just sent everybody the digital download.
Yeah.
Next day.
How's response?
From what I've seen, good. Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
I'm just telling you right now.
Every time you're talking to Obi since Monday, he'll just...
I've listened to. I can't stop.
You're talking to him about just random things, and then he'll just insert it in. It's like, oh, by the way, did you know it's awesome?
Did you listen to this yet?
He just loves it.
I love that. I appreciate your...
enthusiasm with it.
Hey, man, I can't help it. I'm gushing about the thing. I think it's amazing. I want to talk about it a little bit more, but I picked two songs mm-hmm. for us to play.
What's the one you picked?
The first one is Matador, and then the second one I had picked is Colors Die Out.
Yeah, either of those are fun. I think Colors Die Out is like a cool, I don't know, I love the chorus on that one.
Yes.
Different. The original title was Streagles because the verse sounds like the Strokes and the chorus sounds like the Eagles.
Okay.
And so we call it Streagles
okay.
as
right.
a working title.
I can
title.
See that, sure.
So based on that, maybe you should play that. So
I was
going
to say, let's play that one first.
Yeah. Okay.
Streagles? Right. Yeah.
Tidbit. Yeah, Streagles.
Now, Colin, I picked those songs.
Yeah? Why'd you pick those?
Because they're some of my favorite.
That's cool. Why do you like them?
Well, let me ask you about these songs. Mm-hmm. I feel like, and you tell me if this is a fair representation, I feel like both vocally and musically they are denser than previous albums.
Okay.
What
makes sense. I mean, it's like each album we kind of figure out what we... Or we just do a little bit more of what we do and kind of uh-huh. push into it a little more, I guess. So
I felt like there were larger guitar parts and I felt like your drum parts felt bigger.
Bigger. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, on this album, especially, I guess, because it's more of a concept album and I felt maybe a little freer. It doesn't have to be so concise and digestible as like a pop, you know, record, even though uh-huh. it's still a pop record. But, you know, it just there's a little more freedom of expression, I guess. So I'm just able to kind of play whatever the heck I want. And
well, you know, you really only have to please those Indiegogo backers. And then after that,
everything else is just if they like it, they like it.
It's well, fun. I figure if they invested initially, you know, up front, they're already into what we do and what we're doing.
They're going to like that sound.
Yeah.
So for everybody else, though, Colors will be out on July 1st. So you can still do the pre-order stuff with that. But if you were a backer, then you've got the album early.
Now, you guys had a different producer this time out, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how did that affect the process or did it at all?
It did. It was awesome. We did a lot more pre-production with him, which is getting together and talking about the album holistically and then talking about each song individually and all the parts. Him and his assistant engineer were very involved from start to finish. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, you guys are playing Columbus, Ohio tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got some more shows this weekend, right?
Just Akron on Saturday.
Okay.
And then next month, I think we're playing a few as well.
Okay. So best place to keep up with House of Heroes is?
The internet. Okay.
Just fill it in and you'll find them.
He's killing
That's
it, man.
Good.
Do we really have to tell people how to find stuff these
right?
days?
Right, but don't you feel like all right, you do?
Okay.
But
all right, all
we
right.
feel
you know
like
what?
You still
okay.
have to.
Okay, bro. Let me...
That's a long argument.
All you need is a word
yes.
to find.
Just put in House
One,
of Heroes.
Not
you're good.
An English word.
Here's what I want you to know. I feel the way you do. Okay? I get tired of telling people the blatantly obvious thing.
Yeah.
But
you'd be surprised
if I don't. Here's what it is. Years of sitting in rooms like this with people like you, but there's one other person that you don't see in this room, and that's the label rep that came with them. And they're like, and they point at you like, make sure you tell them the website and where the Facebook is.
Slash yes. House of Heroes.
Right. And then you got all of it covered.
So, dude, as you can see, after years, I've been beaten into submission. I'm a tool of the man.
That's right.
Dude, I don't blame you. You're fine. You're doing what you got to do.
Yeah. So Google House of Heroes. You'll know everything.
And then don't forget, like Colin mentioned, Vespertine stuff will be after the summer. So we'll hopefully get some more then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, dude, thanks for coming in this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
This morning, I'm out of coffee at home, so I had to do coffee somewhere else, and I went to Starbucks and got their new sweet cream.
Ooh, the vanilla one?
Cold brew coffee.
Yeah, and?
I'll tell you what it reminds me of. This is so funny. It's very specific, but this is what it reminds me of. It reminds me of going to Bob Evans with my grandma.
That is very specific.
I know. I'm not even
for
done.
For what?
Ordering coffee.
Yeah.
And then putting some of their plain Jane half and half creamer in it and drinking it.
And that's it?
It tastes like Bob Evans coffee with like half and half.
So no, like a sweet vanilla cream sort of taste to it?
No. I don't taste any vanilla in it at all, truth be told.
Did you added creamer to it or is it just straight?
No, I haven't put any coffee in it or excuse me, any creamer in it. I tried it. I have since warmed it up in the microwave, but I tried it cold.
Yeah.
And I guess like maybe hints of vanilla, but really just cream.
I think sometimes it's because they tell you it is. And so you feel like that's what you're looking for.
I thought the same thing. I thought if no one had uttered the word vanilla to me, would I even have tasted it? And I'm not sure that I would have.
What I want it to be is like someone took a piece of vanilla cake and just let it melt slowly in a cold brew. And I'm the one who wants it completely mostly just vanilla.
Yeah,
that's not how it is.
I totally get that. Now, it's not bad. It's just that it's funny to me how much it just tastes like, hey.
Cold brew coffee, yeah.
Yeah, this was $3.50, and I could have recreated the same experience for 50 cents at Bob Evans or like whatever corner breakfast diner. So it's not that impressive.
Oh, what a rousing review.
Hey, you know what? I'm just being honest. And like I said,
nothing on the back. You don't get anything else on the back taste of it. You got to really let it swish around. Nothing.
I just taste the half and half.
All right.
What I think it probably, I mean, maybe it's not. They're like, well, it's half and half from locally sourced,
half and half.
Organic, non-enslaved, free trade, volunteer cows. That are willing to
just give half and half of their stuff.
Yeah.
Who have been lightly munching on the vanilla bean, the Madagascar vanilla bean.
Well, this cow that you're talking about, can you tell me who's he supporting in the presidential race? Could you tell me? Because
I just want to know where my drink is coming from.
I feel like I know from the flavor, but I just can't. I don't want to guess.
All right,
you tell me the truth.
I feel like I don't need to try it yet, but I was just curious.
Oh, dude, they were singing my song. When I saw the little poster for it, I was like, oh, that.
I love vanilla.
Yeah, I like cold brew coffee. So again, it's not bad. Sure. I just don't find it to be particularly amazing.
Vanilla-y.
Yeah. So, but that being said, no, there isn't a single bad thing I could have said that was going to keep me from drinking it. Because I'm going to keep drinking it, guys.
Don't let them tell you to put your shirt back on.
You tell them you're proud of your body. That'll show them.
The Riot on Radio U.
Coming later this summer, Ghostbusters, the reboot. They're doing a Ghostbusters thing again. It is one of the most disliked trailers in YouTube history.
The initial one, though, I feel like they heard some of the concerns and, I don't know, based on other news stories, it seemed like they refilmed a few things or I don't know what they did.
They released a different trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People keep getting hung up on the fact they're like, well, you don't like it because it's got girls in it. That's absurd. Girls are awesome. Like, why?
It might just be because it doesn't look good.
I think it looks terrible. And it never occurred to me to be like, oh, there are girls in it. Well, it can't be any good. That's dumb. Like, girls all over stuff. Great. Well, that's fantastic.
Nice to know that that's not why you don't like it.
No, I like girls. Come on. I mean, I just don't understand the logic, but this is where it gets weirder, guys. Here we go. Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
Writer, director, producer, sometimes actor. He has come out and said that all of these people that hate on the new Ghostbusters, they're probably mostly Donald Trump supporters.
That's what he said. I don't see the connection between one to two.
I don't have enough hands to facepalm enough this comment.
Did he say that like in jest or seriously? Did he?
Here's what he says. I would assume there's a very large crossover of people who are doubtful Ghostbusters will be great and people who are excited about the Donald Trump candidacy.
Oh.
I want you to know, and I mean this when I say this, it's comments like these that make me like that movie even less. And it's not, and again, it's like, well, you don't like it because it's girls. No. And the fact that you've said that now makes me like it a little less because you're trying to make this movie that should be judged on its own merits. Now you're trying to make it about whether or not I like to see girls in movies or whether or not women can be funny. If you don't think women can be funny, you're an idiot. Women can be hilarious. And I'm not going to name any names, but 30 Rock may be one of the best things ever.
And now you bring politics in it.
Yeah. And so now it's like,
it's even worse.
You've got gender issues. No, I just didn't like the trailer. Well, you must be a Trump supporter.
You can't.
It's like, what are we even talking about? Is this a movie or are we like, what is this?
You can't bully someone in to watching or being fearful that they can't like the movie.
You can't.
Or unlike it.
You can't even not like a movie now. I don't understand the internet. Everybody hates everything, and now you hate the hate, and you have politicized
the
a
hate.
Movie.
Mm-hmm.
You politicized the movie. Now you're saying like, oh, you don't want to see Ghostbusters? Well, you must support Trump. What does that even mean?
I guess I'm disappointed, too, because I thought he was more clever than that, but oh, well.
Oh, well, you know what? Give us 3 hours. The retraction is coming soon. Like,
That's not what I meant at all.
What I actually meant was blah, 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 blah. Look, you guys can say whatever you want. You can say that as someone who didn't like, I didn't go on something where I'm like, dislike. No, I was just somebody that looked at it and went, I don't think it looks very good. And now they're like, you hate women and you love Trump and you hate children and babies and chocolate and coffee and sunrises and long walks on the beach and all that's good. You just spew pollution. You've caused global warming. You oppress people. Whoa.
The list is long.
It's like, really? What if it's just, what if? It's just that the movie doesn't look very good. You know what I hope? I hope it's so amazing. I hope it's this amazing theater so everybody can go around and be like, look how right we were. And Donald Trump tried to keep this Ghostbusters movie from getting made. And we got it made. Sanders.
Family. All right there. Easy
I'm
there.
I'm sorry. I haven't had a lot of sleep.
It struck a chord.
It's so dumb, I can't take it.
I know, and just take a break.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
We are excited to have the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus joining us in the studio this morning. Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
Good morning.
What's up?
You guys are remarkably awake.
We are early risers. We like to get up super early and do stuff early in the day. And then
really?
The midday is the struggle.
Yeah, to get through.
Which was convenient for our line of work.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden we're back up and at it until late night. And then it's interesting.
I'm kind of impressed. Like when you say you're an early riser, for most bands that means you're up by 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean for you guys?
We're like 4 or 5 a.m. or
really?
Yeah. Shut up!
Yeah. I would have think that's just when you're going to bed.
No, that's usually around 1 or 2.
Yeah,
we
all
sleep
right.
for a few hours and then... Psh,
yeah. Yeah, everybody's different in the band, but the Winter Brothers are up early.
Yeah, you guys are up very early.
Oh, so do you guys sleep in the middle of the day? Or do you just sleep for like 3 or 4 hours?
We both have really weird... it's some kind of chemical gene... Our grandfather had the same thing.
Which really?
You just don't require as much sleep? Or?
It's like a form of hyperinsomnia where you don't get sustained REM. So you get, you know, anywhere. He's from anywhere from 2 to 3. I'm 1 to 2 hours of sustained sleep, and then that's it. You're fully charged and ready to go.
That's amazing.
Okay, is that good?
I feel fine. It drives my wife crazy.
Yeah. That blows my mind because that's like my neighbor. He drives me insane. He's like,
he's just your neighbor.
He's like, well, no. Like, he's like 60, and he is like he's always the most up? Active, like whatever guy. And I was talking to him the other day. He's like, yeah, now I just get up. He gets up at 3 a.m., runs 2 or 3 miles, mm-hmm. goes to the gym, and he goes yep. to work early for fun. And I'm just like, dude, like I
we get 6 hours and we're still dead. It's like we still need more.
Dragging myself to work, and when I get done, I just want to nap all day. Like, who is this guy? But that's you guys.
Yep, we're yeah, weird. We've definitely. Always been that way, though.
So, okay, like even going back to like junior high, high school, elementary school, just little to no sleep?
It's as far as my memory goes. Even our grandmother has talked about when we were younger, when we were going to bed, we were always restless, like, here we go. And then like hours would go by and we'd be like, hey, you awake?
Yep.
And like we'd like get up awake. And try to sneak around. You know?
I remember that.
Yeah. We'd read comics and we'd hear our grandpa, you know, he'd catch us wrestling in the middle of the night and we'd jump back in bed.
No one's believing you when you say like, hey, I really just can't sleep. And then finally it's like, no, you have that.
Yeah. And he had a form of it as well. Like Ronnie said, it's some sort of genetic combo. We've got it from both ends. And then it just, you know, made it exponentially worse.
Well, if you've been a fan of Red Jumpsuit forever and you're like, they always seem so energized, then this is where this is.
Yeah. I mean, you guys realize if we both died, like hit 75 and just died, you guys will have lived like a whole lifetime more than I have.
I have thought of that, actually.
That's amazing.
And we do a lot of our writing sometimes in the middle of the night or recording, too. So it's, I think you do get more out of life, but at the same point in time, I just can't lay in a bed for too long. Like my, you know, some people, when they don't sleep long enough, their back hurts.
Yeah.
When I sleep too long, my back hurts.
Okay, yeah.
Very weird.
Man, I just...
You're missing out. It's great.
Well, everybody says that. The rest of the world. The rest of the world says
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
Yeah.
No, Nikki, I want one. I'll
you
take
want
this.
That?
Yeah.
All right,
are you
all
kidding
right.
me? I'm
coming
tired.
From the man who's usually laying on the floor napping.
I know. I'm tired all the time. I write love songs to my bed. Like, I'm always wanting to get back to it.
My wife made me buy one of those crazy expensive, like, you know, squish,
sleep number?
Squish beds.
Or no, okay, the... We
memory
have,
foam?
Yeah, the memory foam.
Yes,
yeah.
And... Yeah, man, it's a total difference. I don't know. I really like it a lot, but I never would have thought I would have bought a bed for the same price of a car.
Yes.
Not for my neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true.
But so it's one of those things where you can get up and she doesn't know that you've gotten up because it absorbs all the...
Yes.
Okay, right on.
That could be a wise investment for me.
Yes, I know. You need to look into that. You guys could have gone in and got a deal on if you buy two sets.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm... Amazing.
Blown away. I had no idea.
Ronnie and Randy from the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus living twice as much life as you are. And that's not a metaphor.
No, it really is.
It's real.
Really, really.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in the studio this morning. So you guys are getting ready to go on hiatus.
That's correct.
Before we talk about the hiatus, I got to get back to the sleep thing. If you guys are telling me you're putting the band on hiatus and you're up 22 hours a day, what are you going
to
do
to fill that time up?
That's a fantastic question. Yes, my wife Angela and I found out we're having a boy.
Aww.
Okay, congratulations.
His name's Wolfgang.
Yes.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yep, that's right.
And we're both, you know, we're both composers and engineers, so... We figured we'd carry on the legacy. But, you know, we were talking about it this morning. We've gone 10 years strong since this album came out. We've never actually taken a break.
Okay.
So it's just one of those things where, you know, we're not ending anything. It's not gone forever. We're not breaking up. Nobody's getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be around for my son. You know, I want to be there. I want to watch him take his first steps. I want to hear him say daddy. I want to hear him say mommy. And over the years, I've met a lot of friends of mine that have had kids that have missed those moments.
Sure.
And I never really could relate because I didn't have a child. And now it's something that bothers me. I don't want to resent the band.
Yeah.
You know, I love the band. I love that God gave us the ability to carry our message through our music and specifically our live show. It's better even to be able to share testimony on stage on the mic live and have people see it for real than you can ever pull off in a video, in my opinion. And that's fantastic. So I never want to let go of that permanently.
Yeah.
And neither does the rest of the band. But I also don't want to sacrifice these moments, these times that I can never get back, you know, because the more and more I talk to our little brother, Eric, there's Randy, obviously. I'm the middle kid. And then we have a younger brother, Eric. He just had a child. His name's Elijah. And, you know, I've been texting him back and forth and asking him dad tips and this and that. And it's, you know, I just want to be there. Yeah. I want to be there. So for at least for that first year, year and a half, you know, we might do, there's going to be a couple little surprise things. But for the most part, for if you've been following our career, the rigorous touring, the constantly releasing of new singles, the constantly releasing of new videos and this and that, that's going to slow down for about a year and a half.
Okay.
But I think so, it's nice. It's a good time for bands to be able to have the ability to do that compared to even so many years ago where social networking wise, you're still connected with them and they're still able to be a part of the band even if you're not doing that aggressive touring like you were mentioning where back in the day it was probably harder. It's like where'd the band go? But now you can still connect with people.
And, you know, Randy, he runs all of our social media, my brother. So, like, you know, we don't use a PR company or we don't subcontract out and try to, you know, boost
up, to you guys?
Boost up our stats or anything like this. It all runs through Randy. So a lot, believe it or not, when you contact us through all of the things that I don't even know what they're called, you're probably getting him somehow, some way, which is kind of cool. And he's always doing like little updates and keeping everybody updated on what's going on. So it is officially a hiatus, but really it's just something that, you know, it's been 10 years. It's time to just take a break.
Yeah, breather.
Well, and you know, the thing that's cool too is like when you get a chance to take a break, and you give yourself some room to breathe, I've found that it's one of those things at first you're like, you know what? I'm not doing this. I'm done. I'm out, whatever. But then it doesn't take long before you start going back to it and going like, oh, I've got an idea for this. Or would it be cool if we did that? And when it starts to kind of come naturally like that, I like that sometimes because oftentimes
it's been a long time.
Yeah. When you're in a room and you're like, all right, we need an idea. Who's got an idea? But when you get it, they start coming to you. And you're not trying to squeeze them out. Like that can be a great thing.
You know, let's be honest. There's a lot of young bands out there who are better than we are. So, you know, you got to pass the torch. You know,
teach them the way and let them have fun.
And that's okay. You know, that's everything in life is cyclical. And we can always continue to write and record music as long as we want. We have that ability. You know, we can be 60 years old if we want. We can put a song out. It doesn't matter if anybody likes it or not. If you're really doing it for the right reason, then there's nothing that can ever really stop you.
Sure. Now, Randy, what about you? Like, he's going to raise a kid. What are you going to do with your 22 hours a day?
It's really simple for me. Like he said, we're engineers. So the second I fall asleep, when I do sleep, I hear music. And a lot of times I write music in my sleep. So I choose to either get up and record what I'm hearing at that moment or sleep, and sometimes you lose a song because you were not motivated enough, or sometimes you gain a song.
Sure.
So I'm going to be doing a lot of stockpiling for the next album and maybe some other endeavors that we may be getting involved in, you know.
Okay.
So they're just stay busy.
Oh, yeah. No, it sounds like it.
Yeah, we're not doing nothing. We're just not going to tour dog the whole time. You know, like, and I, you know, I started this transition about 4 years ago when we left the mainstream. You know, the secular mainstream situation that we were stuck in for so long. And, you know, just in the future, we really just want to stay where we feel welcome, which is more so the Christian world when it comes to the music. And that's not always easy to do. And it's a slow process. It's been about 4 or 5 years now of us fully, you know, transitioning over. So inevitably, we'd like to only play those shows.
Mm.
But to supplement income, to literally put food in our mouths for our families and for ourselves, we've had to kind of straddle the lines. But inevitably, we'd like to only align ourselves with the light.
Sure. Right on. Well, this is all very exciting and it's interesting. We wish you guys the absolute best. I also want to know, okay, your tour, how much longer does this tour last?
The 10-year anniversary Don't You Fake It tour for Red Jumpsuit.
Uh-huh.
Technically, it ends this year. However, because of the baby, we had to shuffle some things around because when we announced the tour January 1st, we didn't know that we were pregnant yet.
Sure.
My wife and I. So, of course, there was some plans, you know, because we actually are pretty good at projecting into the future with the band. Me and Randy were always talking about, that was one of the things we had with old bad management, old labels. They would wait until the last second and do everything last minute, and then everybody's stressed out. Nothing works out right. People are always missing appointments, flights, this and that. It's just this huge, stressful ball of mess, and they're like, welcome to the industry. And we're always like,
it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, we're always like, this is just not how
it has
do it.
We got rid of them.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
Ever since we took over, it's been actually really simple. And, you know, you just do a little planning ahead. So some of that had to change because the due date is in September. So that wiped out September and October and August because you can be early
or
late. So now all of a sudden, you know, you have to accept what you can't control. And one of those things is a baby. It's coming when it wants to come. So we had to push back a couple of things. So technically the tour does end specifically for the U.S. this year. But there's a couple international shows that we moved to next year. There's still some fans out there that never got to see the record. So we're not going to deny them of that. There'll be a few guest little mini runs, I guess you would call it.
But, sure.
You know, like I said, if the normal red jumpsuit tour all year long kind of thing is coming to a halt.
Okay. Well, the red jumpsuit apparatus, guys, we wish you, as we said, the best. Like, anything else you guys want to get out? Like, anything else you guys have to say this morning? That's pretty open-ended. I know that's pretty open-ended. I know it's pretty open-ended, but sometimes people are like, dude, I really wanted to get that out in the interview, and I didn't get a chance to. So
you could just say pass.
Blank check if you want it.
For me, I would just say, you know, Randy and I were talking about it earlier. There will be another album.
Uh-huh.
Never too soon to promote.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we look at it. And it's, you know, just like always, just kind of it's going to be the story of our spiritual progression and life and everything. It's called The Awakening.
Cool.
And it'll be out.
Man, you've already got a title for it.
That's true. Yeah. And we're already writing, and it'll probably be around sometime around 2018.
Okay. Right on. I mean, heck, if Marvel's announcing movies into the 2020s.
You can do that for 2018.
You guys can announce
I recently was on IMDb and was seeing that. I didn't realize that until recently, and you can actually see what's going to be released for like the next 10, 15 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I was just blown away.
We're jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
That's might smart. As well.
The only thing that sucks is someone can take your idea, but if you've already talked about it, then maybe you didn't take it.
Yeah, get it out now.
That's what I think some of it is. They're like, and in 2030, we're going to be doing this blank movie. It's like, you guys are just ripping us off.
Right. So if it's documented and put out there, sometimes it's actually better to do that than not say anything at all. Well,
so take the name for the next album, then you've got it.
They're planning ahead like you guys do. Now, with Nikki and I, Nikki would plan really far ahead, but if you put me in charge of your itinerary, it would be...
It'd be back to that earlier messy
flights,
thing. Yes.
Last minute things. I can't plan ahead for anything.
We all have our strengths and some weaknesses with it.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.